tell you about Torah that I was just thinking the other day. It's Chag Osif. That's the time you have Atzlocha and you start making Cheshbonos in the warehouse in Asomecha. And side point, really, nothing to do with what I want to, is that the Hatzlacha of this yeshiva, recent Hatzlacha, is really phenomenal. There have been many of the Talmidim have become, suddenly, many different yeshivas, they've become Rebbeim and Meshivim, and by demand, this yeshiva, by demand, an enormous amount. And learning with Bachrim and Poiskim and Rabbonim. I mean, best Vada Kashas in the world is, you know, right? The Sforim, Machabrim, excellent Sforim been coming recently. Excellent Sforim. And Harlan Yonim, Agale Ruben and Dmai. Mordach is coming out now in Shibudim. Excellent Sforim. Excellent Sforim. So I was thinking, what's the. Also, the best Torah magazine in the world is. Countries. They have my Shion Estrig and Shemitah there. I mean, that's you disagree? Show me a better magazine, okay? It says Marsha in Pchairos that brief thing that, you know, Chazonish was very, very makbid on learning Marsha. That was the older generations, and Marsha was what you learned. Marsha. Chazonish especially had a time on the door. They don't learn enough Marsha. So, what's Dr. Marsha that I want to tell you? He says, Masha Kosab in the Dorim. The pilpul v'chidut shel haTorah le'nit narak l'moshe. Aval hu ba'ayin toiv nosan l'Yisrael u'le'talmidov gam pilpul haTorah. Gam pilpul haTorah. Va'al kain lo yovoy shum talmid lo'imik v'sherish inyan Beli Rav Hamalamdoi. Taught me the small word. Maybe someone wants to see it. Va'al kein lo yovoy shum talmid. What's shum talmid? Least masmid in the world. Yogeya Eloi. If it says lo yovoy talmid, you would say maybe an Eloi or a masmid is different. He doesn't say the Leovi Talmud. What does he say here? The Marsha. Lo Yovoi Shum Talmud. Lo Oimik Vishayrish Inyan Believe Rav Hamalamdoi Tumay Moshe Yeshua Yeshua Zkenim. So what's he saying here? Two Chidushim. First of all, you must have a Rebbe, and the Rebbe is a Rebbe who had a Rebbe. That's what he's saying here. So that's why it's poshet. I understood very well why that's lach. Everybody wants Torah Moshe Talmidim. Because they are boyim l'shorish v'oymek inyan. Because they have rebeim and rebeim who have rebeim. That's not the shit. It's tam. A machshava and a marsha that you should know. Okay. There's a the Rambam be the Pasuk. It's good to Torah's Klei on him. And two, I want to discuss this Pasuk. In two places. The Rambam Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah. Mitzvah Lulav Linotel B'yoyim HaRishoyin Shel Chag Bovad B'chol Mokrim B'chol Zman Afil B'Shabbos Midraisa Shenema U'lekachtam Lachem B'yoyim HaRishoyin U'vimiktosh Levadoi Noitlev Alisai B'chol Yoyim V'yoyim Yeshiva Simei HaChag Shenema U'smachtem Lefnei Hashem U'lekechem Shiva Yomim. He says, you take lulav from the pasuk ulakachtem lachem b'yom rishon, and you take it to other days. Only the base of mikdash. Midraisa, we take zech le mikdash in gvulin. Shenema asmachtem fnei Hashem alikeichem shivas yomim. Interesting. In the koteres, in the beginning of Hilchos Lulav, he says, Mitzvah Gimel, Lito Lula v'miktosh kol shiva semi achag. The Ikki Mitzvah, he says, is what? Is where? Is Mitzvah Gimel, Lito Lula v'miktosh kol shiva semi achag. What about B'gvulin? No. That seems to be a ribui. The Ikki Mitzvah is kol shiva semi achag. Which pasuk? Not a kachem lachem. For the pasuk was smachtam fnei Hashem alikeichem shivas yomim. That is the mitzvah. He doesn't even have gulin over here. Little lulav b'miktosh kol shivas miachag. Smachtam fnei Hashem alikeichem shivas yomim. And then he says in ches halacha tes. Hilchos Lulav. Kol Eilu Shurim. He has a whole list till then of Hador, Psuli Hador, Exela. Kol Eilu Shurim Marnu Shim Psulim Bipnei Mumin. He calls it a Mum. The Ran said it's not a Mum. The Ran in Sukkah, Tavtes Vav. It's not a Mum. He said it's a Mum. Bipnei Gezel Gneva Biyom Tabrishim Buvad. Oh, but Yom Tov Shenim Shah Hayomim Hakol Kosher. Interesting. In the mitzvah of it's not the Rabbanon, the Midraisa. That in the mitzvah of the rice of 7 days again, Avol, but Yom Tov Shenim Shah Hayomim Hakol Kosher. So we have two mitzvahs of the rice of lulav. Lekachtem lachem. What's the other mitzvah of the rice of smachtem? And all the psulim of mumim or gzela are only Yom Tov Rishon, not the other days. In the other mitzvah, you don't have it. In the other mitzvah, you don't have it. So, Frekta Chamtzvi. I also heard from the Rav and the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Kasha like this. It's the first day. You have a esrog, not kosher, not hador, with a mum, right? What's it then? No, puzzle. You don't take it. Puzzle. It's not chaser. It's chaser. It's not hador. It's gezel. For the chamtzvi, you have two mitzvahs: a lekach from lachem, and what else do you have? Smachtam fnei Hashem lekach shivas yomim. It's possible mitzad. Kachlan creates hador. Forget about that. You have another mitzvah. The second day, you do take it. Why do you take it the second day? Why? Smachtem. So it says 7 days. It's a pliatzuma. So what? Take it the first day. I'll kachlan. Why the first day? It's also part of Shivas Yomim. And he paskins against all the poskim Chacham Tzvi. Someone has a pasul on the esrog, first day, can make a bracha, first day. Why? It's not the first day, it's the second day. But Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says, Yantam Shainim Shayom Rakel Kosher. Maybe he means you're missing the Lakachtam. Doesn't say that. And no Pesach says this. Only Chum Tzvi. Chum Tzvi says that if you have a Pesach Esrig, Nahodar or Choser for sure, or Shoal. Esrig Ashoal, Lova Shoal. Right? He said, what do you do? What do you do? You make a bracha on it. It's not worse than the second day. Aguta kasha. So how do you get out of this kasha? You say, it's not two mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. So. But when is the one? But he says it's kasha, right? So again, why the first day lose? What's the first day? First and second day. No, I got it as a kasha. Play atzuma. So if Bizman Azeh, you can argue the Chum Tzvi. Bizman Azeh, they made a Zeichel Mikdosh. He said Rabban only made a Zeichel Mikdosh after the Raisa was finished, after the first day is finished. And the Takona, you can get out of that. But Rambam's not talking about it. Rambam's talking about Poshit Midaraisa. It says 7 days. We'll get for learned the Mitzvah Smachtem. Where does it get lost? He said, Tach, it doesn't get lost, Chum Tzvi. I didn't see anybody quote him. What's Muzmin Zogin? So I'll tell you what you have to say. No, any suggestions over here? We'll get to learn the smachtem. Was the second day superior to the first day? I'll give you a mashal to answer. The din is Sukkah Gzula is possible. It's finest, the Schach. Sukkah Gzula is possible. You know what Lovud is? You do know. Every lesson, three Tvachim, you make poles, sticks, you have a Sukkah of Lovud. What's it then going to be? You have a Sukkah of Lovud. Yours. All the poles are yours. In between, you're sticking Zayla. You fill it with Zayla. Now what do you say about it? Would be kosher or possible? Again, all the poles are yours. Right? The poles are all yours. Shalachem. But you filled it up. With Gozel. What do you say? Huh? Kosher or possible? Huh? Possible, you say. Why? You don't need it. That'll depend on a chakira. What's the pshat? Is gozel chsor and kashrus? It's not kosher. Well, more than that, what is gozel? It's a poisel. Lahoiti is a show vs a gozel. It's a poisel. So I would say over here, the same thing over here. You have a chakira. By Hodor, Esrig which is Hodor, not Hodor. Esrig which is not Hodor. What's the pshat? It's not Hodor, it's missing the Hidor for the mitzvah. Well, no. What is it, no? Esrig which is Nish Hodor, what is it, huh? It's puzzle. Now, what does the Rambam call it? Mumin. There's a Gemara also calls it Mumin, and the Ran says it's not a Mum really, it's just certain Hodor. The Ran holds it's not a Mum. And the Ramah, it's a mum. It's a poisel. So the first day, the Torah's machadesh, in the Pasuk of Hodor, they are psulim. It's mafkia. It's not. The other days, you don't have that psul. And shoal. Interesting thing. What's the Lashon HaGemara by shoal? Shoal is not kosher? What does it say with it? No, what's it say? Lahotzi. It's a shoal, it's a gozel. It's a psul. As a matter of fact, I don't know, are you yoitz with Esrig of Hefka? What do you say? First day, you went to Esther of Hefka? Yes or no? You went to an Esther of Hefka? No, but push it not. Because you need Cholachem. Where does the Mora say need Cholachem? What does the Mora say? Lahoitz is a show of a sagozel. I don't know. There's one going to be in Lachem. Well, if I said, Lahoitz is a show of a sagozel, it's a psal. So that's why the first day you say, why the worse than the second day? If it would be just you don't have a kashrus, you say, oh, I have a smachtem. Nein, what did the Torah say? It's a mum. It passes the whole esrig for both of them. It's a poisel. Lahoitzi. It's a shol. It's a mum. I'll say another secret could be, I'm thinking, if someone takes the first day without a bracha, an esrog, which is not hador, it's not yotze. Is it an avera? It's an avera. Like makav b'amun mizbeach. The Rambam calls it a mum. Hakriveo no lepecho secho, the Baal Mor brings down a pasuk. Hakriveo no lepecho secho. Would you bring it to your sorim? Hayirtzecha yisa panecho? It's an issa. What do you say about that? It's a Baal Mum. I'll go upon him. That is my teretz on this kasha. The Rambam has the same pasuk, but not a stira, but it's a total different topic. So which pasuk are we talking about? Smachnot neshem lekechem, shivashem. Where do I bring the perikhes, aloch yidbeiz? Afal picha kol amoyadois mitzvah lesmoyach behen, v'chaga sukois hois v'shem b'miktosh, Simcha Yisairo, Shenema, Usmachtem, Lefnei Hashem, Lekechem, Shiva, Siyomim, what we call Simcha Yisairo, he doesn't call Simcha Yisairo, what does he call it? Simcha Yisairo, Hoysa B'miktosh. B'miktosh. V'hei Hoysa, what you're doing right now, the Zecher, Simcha Zu, Echol Make, Menagnin, Bekino, Menavolim, V'mitzosayim, Kol Echad B'chli Shishu Yedeya, the Nagin boy. Mishri Deya Bepe Bepe. The Roykim Sapkim, the Tapkim, Fazim, the Karakrin, Kolecha, the Echmoshi Deya. Where I'm doing Shir with Shishbochos. The same process. No stira. It's a Simcha be Mikdosh. How do you do the Simcha be Mikdosh? One way is how? Through the Tilas Dalad Minim. That's one Simcha be Mikdosh. You know what Simcha be Mikdosh is? This is what we call Simcha Sheva. This was that day, there was that night. Push it. The mushroom, the simcha, you're in Velayla, in the Beis HaMikdosh. There's a phenomenal thing I want to tell you here about this smachtam from Hashem Lekechem. First of all, why is it only Sukkos? Why is it only Sukkos, this smachtam from Hashem Lekechem, with this chiv simcha on Pesach also, and Shavuos? As a matter of fact, the Rambam brings down some of his shaven and the Samachta B'chagecha, he quotes it even. It's an invalid. So why do we only do it on Sukkos? Why not other time? There's, I'll tell you, a Metziah, and the one who was Machavin to this was in a Tziv, but it's way before him. It's in Toisvus Yom Tov in Rosh Hashanah. Toisvus Yom Tov, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Uvachag nidoinim al, no, who knows? Uvachag nidoinim al hamayim. Spectators Yomtiv. Which chag? Which chag? Sukkos. Why is chag and shas related to Sukkos? Why isn't chag? Find chag by other Yom Tovim. Why does it lead to Sukkos? Why is Sukkos called Chag? Right? Mishvuah sada, Matzeres sada Chag. What does Chag mean? Sukkos. Why is Chag Min Sukkos? What's up? Why is Chag Min Sukkos? So he says, the original pshat of the word Chag does not mean a Yom Tov. What does Chag mean? It says Yom Tov, and it sits to the same thing, on its own. Milas Chag Hanachosi Rishona. At first glance, Chag means Mochel V'Rikud. It says, V'Chag Nedonim Alamayim, it means when you dance, you need an Alamayim. Chag means Mochel V'Rikud. It means a duck like that. A duck, a feed, a pshat. Reproche Cain, Me'inim Rikud V'Tipuach, L'Simcha. V'Sukkis, Hoys L'Simcha, Yisera, So Beis Hashem, V'Fikach Roy Hu, V'Koy B'Yichud, L'Shem Chag. So why does Chag mean, huh? What means Chag? Chag means dancing. Where was it dancing where? Where was it dancing where? In the Beis HaMikdash. Because it's dancing in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what's called Chag. There's interesting in the Chumash Bamidbar, I don't have one here. Chumash Bamidbar said in Parashat Pinchas, V'Chag HaBikurim, and then it says, Yom Trua, bring V'Yisis HaChag L'Hashem, by Rosh Hashanah, by Shavuos, by Matzos, it says, Chag HaMatzos, and then it's by Sukkos, it says, V'Chag, you bring Shnei Mosar, Parim, Eilm Shnoi, Shloshos, Parim, it's like the B'Shach Chochma. Why is it that by all the other chagim, it says what you do. Yom Trua, and Matzis, Yom HaKippurim, but by Sukkot it says, it doesn't say what to do. It says, the chag, Shloshei Asar Parim, whatever. What's the answer? It doesn't say what to do. It doesn't say what to do. What does it say what to do? Chag. To Rikud, Merakeid. So a chag, the place is jumped and the Ritziv in the forum, Re'e, says also near Loimar that Chag does not mean holiday. Chag means when you dance. Rikida, the Ikka Mitzvah of Sukkot is not Dalad Minim and not Simcha, not Simcha. Rikida, and the Besamikzah is Simcha, Rikida. That is the Ikka of Mitzvah. We don't have it. We have Churban Beis HaMikdash. Ikka Sukkos is Rikido. And why? What's in the pshat? I was thinking, why is Rikido? That's the word Chag. Mochol. Tochog. It's the word Hav min Chagiga. That's what and what's no, you learn that Zeru Shabbat, it also has been called Chagiga. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it means Rikido. Why? What's that? So I'll soon read to you an interview with Dov Soloveitchik about this. A very interesting interview. But before we get out here, my teretz. Why, I asked before, why is Smachta on Hashem? Why is the Simcha of Sukkot so great? It's Chag Osif, Taki Yad Atzlochus. But Adkele Kach, Hashem Lekerim Shivas Yomim. Why is Sukkot so important, more than Simcha? Much more. What is Sameach about? So some want to say Chag Osif, Panosa, important thing. Others want to say Mechilas Avinos. The Alshich says, Sukkot is the Simcha of, what's the last day of Sukkot? Why did they get it? What did happen in Yom Kippur? Two things happened in Yom Kippur. What happened in Yom Kippur? Chilas Avonos, but the other thing, Yom Shenitno Bar Torah. That is why Sukkot is Simchas Torah. You can't have it on Yom Kippur because you can't eat on Yom Kippur. The Alshach says the Simcha of receiving the Torah. Now we understand Rikido. How do we understand Rikido? The Brisa says in Avos, if you learn Torah, Megadal Toy, Meriram Toy, Al Chol HaMaisim. Right? That's Rikido. He's bigger than everyone. He's never going to get out to him. Remember to you, I call him Maisim. And that's the Rikido. That's the Chag of Sukkos that I want to show you. An interview with David Soloveitchik. And I saw it in Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger has it. I want to read to you. They asked him about, here, Bishnas Tavshin Samar Beis, this Bizman Simchoseinu B'chalamoyed Sukkis, Earl Yudchis Tishrei, Nosser Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu is Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, his Talmud wrote this, L'hakbo p'nei Moriv Rabboi Hamuvik, Nasi Nasi Halevi, very poetic, Nasi Nasi Halevi, Moron Agorim Shulam Zavar Levi Soloveitchik, Yom Chantim Aruchim, Hei Ur Teros HaKdosha, exactly, very poetic over here. Now here's the interview. Sha'alnu is agoin with Shulam David Shlita. Ha'im bebrisk ho yo'isim simcha b'esha sheva. They haven't brisk simcha b'esha sheva. Peshiv ha'goin with Shulam David b'yeshiva. Which is yeshiva? Dimri Moshe. The brisk yeshiva really was a high school deal, basically. Dimri Moshe is yeshiva. Ho yo'isim b'kol laylo simcha b'esha sheva. Be'erech at sholosh. 3 a.m. Lo yitur b'chlali the simcha shor. I can't even describe what he says. First, he sold shir amalos. He doesn't know if it was for dafen or gomani. He doesn't remember. He sold shir amalos. They said the pesukim. V'chakach hoy roikdim rikudim noyroyim. Dancing lo yitur ha-simcha Hagdoyla. You can't describe it even. Avol. The Simcha Zelig Koyoim is what David's talking. I. Zeloya. This is brisk. And Imi Moshe Yeshiva. Zedain Loy Magia. The Simcha Beis Hashem is Shavalojin. What was in Volojin? The Seeper of Simcha Zelig, Shamba Volojin. Hokael Rikudim. Hakiro's Mamazo. The walls were shaking. Rokhtu Shamtolia Torah. Vashpitz. What was the spitz? Yeah, spitz of Simcha Hoyo. She pit on him. Suddenly, Hasabo, Reb Dov's grandfather, Rabbi Nochaim Alevi, Yachad, and Zikni Akkadish, Hagoyan Netziv, who you oil him ala shulchan, on the table, Reb Chaim Netziv, who worked him by Yachad, Ke'elu Rikudim. He felt the Rambam. Vehoyo itzim zeh meoratz kumishir itzel. Gdoli chachma Yisrael. Rosh Hayeshivos. Vasanhedrin. Vachsidim. That's why, because they have rikida. Vashi ma'ase. Him shem rakim masapkim menagim masamchem mit bnei harizukos. Sha'alno es hagramad David Shlita. Ma'yo oisa briskerov. Vuheishir briskerov inisher bebeisoy. What's pshat? What's pshat? What's pshat? So I have a neighbor called Mendy Gopin. What's it, Mendy? I asked him, Rob, did not make somebody a shaver. But Simcha Torah, what are you doing? It's another time you dance. The Goyen, we dance. Simcha Torah, oh, again, because the Torah, the Megadalt, and the Mamtoi. I asked Mendy Gopin, what was the Rebbe's meeting on Simcha Torah? He said, took the Simcha Torah, walked around once, and gave it to someone. However, he added a very important suffer. The Rebbe made himself Gabbai. The whole year wasn't Gabbai, for Elias. I'm in charge of the 5 Elias. Who did he give the Elias to? To the Bachrim who danced the most. They got the Elias, those who danced the most. The names of Zindans. What's up, Shad? Mr. Rav. It's a Rambam. See, he didn't pay attention. What does the Rambam say over here? It's a Rambam. With this, I'm finishing. The Rambam says, when he describes him as a Sheva, there's one word that he emphasizes over and over again. He says, again, the Rav gives the Alis to the 5 Bachrim who dance the most. He says, Here. Ve'ech hoysa simcha zuwa. Achol maka ya ya. Kolecha b'kli shesh yedei v'nagin boi. Yishedei b'peh b'peh. Roik m'sap m'tap m'fad m'kav kolecha k'mo shedei ya. Oh. You have to know how to dance. As a mayor, the Bochum knew how to dance, so he gave them the alias. It's Tnai, k'mo shedei ya. Right? Chach m'yisrael y'chnami k'mo shedei ya. As a mayor, so we'll soon see how much you know. How good is Russia?